onto the Aran Islands where they built Dunedin.
And that's the connection between Cork and Dunedin as well. And so that was the end of the purple of the Dunedin took over. The blonde hair and the blue eyes took over. But yeah, thank you very much.
And
I hope you enjoyed it.
And the tour they done, it came down from Scandinavia,
from
did
Scandinavia,
they?
Yeah.
From Scandinavia,
yeah. Yeah. And then the Fir Bullets themselves, they're said to be like a Belgic tribe. But then they are supposed to have shared this common language as well, which is why they couldn't negotiate with each other as well. So, but I mean, they were vastly different looking from every description. Automatically says that the Fir Bullets were small, little stout, hardy looking fellas. And then the Tutadanan were masters of the arts and the crafts, and they were long blonde hair and they just looked fabulous. You know what I mean?
We had a DNA guy on Friday night.
Just remember, the victors write the stories afterwards.
They do.
It sounds like hobbits and elves. And
yeah. But the DNA would tell us whether short, stout Irish people are from different stock than tall, blue-eyed, blonde-haired Irish people. Yeah.
And there was, I've read as well that the Fir Bullets, they came from Greece in the Mediterranean, so they came up through Spain. And then from Spain, they travelled to the first place they hit was Cork. And there's a huge element of people with DNA from down in Cork that have Mediterranean DNA.
Yeah, so I think I'm in that mix somewhere.
Are you in that mix?
Yeah.
And that's not from the Battle of Kinsale?
That's from today. There's a place in the Basque region of Spain, and they say that when you walk into the villages in the area, that you think that you're walking through Ireland, because these people look as if they're from Ireland, as if we have such a similar.
The music is very similar.
Music is very similar.
And
as
our
well.
Symbolism.
Yeah. So we're all very much connected. So yeah. So thank you very much, folks. Anyways.
Thank you very much.
I do have on TripAdvisor. I'm down as a singing historical tour of Cong, which is really the tour of this and here. But you can give me a review if you like. I won't say it all.
Ah, you're great.
Any last... What can you tell us a teeny bit about this?
Well, that's the home of the second last High King of Ireland, Turlough O'Connor and his son Rory. Mm-hmm. So that's a 12th century abbey, and it would have been very much the seat of power for Ireland at the time, and that's why we've even more kings around here, more power again. It was burnt down 4 times in its first 25 years because there was about 30 different tribes who all wanted to be the High King, so they were going back and forth burning each other's buildings. Mm. But it's also where the Cross of Cong was commissioned, which is in the National Museum in Dublin. Mm. And it's where St. Patrick's Bell is, which is a place where apparently St. Patrick's tooth was kept in this as well. So again, there's a huge amount of history to the Abbey. The tallest cross in the graveyard is a Michael O'Brien, a War of Independence soldier. And there's a beautiful monk's fishing house down there. And if you haven't seen it, have you been down there?
No.
Oh, make sure you go down there.
Yeah. Could you show us the healing stone? Do you know the
stone, yeah.
That's in the abbey.
Yeah, yeah. There's a stone in the abbey here that people used to touch to see if they had any problems with any chest ailments. Now, when I started doing the tours first, I actually got this stone wrong. I picked the wrong stone. Well, I started getting emails from all these people saying that I feel better. I had one guy who started the tour sick, and he finished the tour healthy, you know. So you get all of this. So I'll show you where the stone is.
Right.
And at this point, people are gone off to see a few more things. And I have to drive back to Cork. So it was a difficult decision to decide, look, it is time to go. But I loved that tour. And I hope that any of you who listened to it loved it as well. Bye-bye.